Okay, Simon Gimel Yud Aleph. Lo yikanach becheres. One should wipe himself with like a pottery. Mishum shofim, because of some sort of kishuf, like magic, black magic. Velo ba'asovim yiveshim, not with dried out grass. Shehamakaneach bedover shehaur sholid bo. Something that's combustible, something that could light up. Shinov hatachtonos noishros. It could tear up the bottom part of the body. Lo betzvor, not a rock. Shekinach bo chavero, that your friend used. Vipnei shemevi esodom leidei tachtonios, hemorrhoids. Hago v'achshav shabate kedis kisois shelonu eina besoda nahagul kanech. Nowadays, if we're not in the middle of the fields, then we do use these things. Right? Good morning. Becheres v'chein nahagul kanech. Bedover shehaur sholeipo. Therefore, we do use combustible things. V'ein mazik doesn't harm person. So go out and see what people do. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot in Yud Ches Becheres. Vafilu hi chalaka, even if it's smooth, the ain't makareya b'basa, it's not going to rip the skin. The im ain't chalaka, yeshbo chidudim, if it has like little sharp things on it, katan, small things, yeshbo gam kein vipnei hasakon, it's dangerous, it's not safe to do such a thing. Shalina take shine hakar kashta, right, again, to tear the part of the body. Chavero, if your friend used it, aval im kinach hu atzmo, if you yourself used it, Asma Bob, oh, she yovesh, dried off, oh, she kinach, mitzad, achar, you wipe using a different part of it, leis lambo, there's no problem with that. Ein besoda, and if it's not in the field, ein shrichik shofim, there's no kishuf out there, right? Lechein mutu becheres, if you're allowed to use the clay, v'davke im cholok, as we mentioned earlier. Chaf aleph, bedover, shaur, something that the fire could light up. Could be this is talking about other things. By the grass, even the Ramah would be strict on this. Because again, safety could cut the skin. Okay. Now we go to Yud Beis. Says the Mechaber, so again, all these things have to be, we're learning it again, being modest, so that applies at nighttime as well, right? Says Mishmaruch of Beis, what's a loma shaloya gala atzma yoisim biyom. Again, just we trying to not reveal any more of the body than necessary, so that applies at nighttime as well. Vloya gala atzma ad shiyeshiv kahai gavna. Don't reveal until you sit down. Kilafon of Yisborach chashecha keora. Darkness and light are like the same thing, Hashem. However, he clarified, aval ein sarach lehers rachik. You don't have to for separate, because remember we said when two people are walking, you have to separate yourself. Finance, they can't see your private parts when you go to the bathroom. So at night, that does not apply. The ain't sham odom, no one else is there. It's the part
that applies to Hashem always applies.
Correct.
But for people, it doesn't at night. Because
correct.
They can't see.
Correct. So when it's bein odom lechavero, so then that does not necessarily apply at night because it's not the lack of tznius. But when it's anything else, correct. Very good. So now, where are we up to? Im ain't sham on. Let's say no one's around, right? So part of the you could go to the bathroom in the street. Not, it shouldn't be a place where people actually walk around. They shouldn't get messy, slip up. Aval, im yesham odom, if people do walk there, safilu nochri, even if a non-Jew, then oser liponos bafonov. You cannot use that place to go to the restroom. Vechol ze liponos. That's talking about excrement. Aval, hashtin, to urinate, mutter, afilu b'yom, if ne rabim. That can be done even during the daytime, even in front of many people. If you don't have any other place to go. Okay, in my versions, I have 9. Do you have a dirshu on this one? 13. Okay. Bizmaneinu, nowadays, shemotzi b'chol makom beis kisei. Now it's not so hard to find, you know, portable bathrooms or a real bathroom. So the v'chein b'komus la'talos me raglayim im mechitzos. So there are places where there are you could urinate, but they have like stalls. So davar kal hu leilich sham. It's very easy to go. The sense says of Moshe, kusuf igros Moshe, yordeya, chel gimel simin mem zayin, shigam letzorech atalas mayim roi leilich n'makomos elu. Therefore, even though the Mishnah says you could pish in the middle of the street, so no, that's not right. You should go to, you know, imagine like a public place, like a rest station on the highway or, you know, some large place where they have public bathrooms, then one should use one of the stalls. That's what Moshe is saying. That's the proper thing to do, if possible. Okay. continues back in the Mishnah, Rav Afilu b'fnei Isha, in front of a woman, Mishim de'ika sakanto im yamid atzmo. The ish lotamo lahashtin, a woman shouldn't stand up, Afilu neged ponav sheltinok, in front of a small child, Mishim de'ika chatzifuso, it's a chutzpah to do that. Aval tzedodim, the side, it's not looking directly, then she'eno mishtanesh, Mistanes is a malamish neged ponov leislambos. And if the child's to the side for a woman, that's not the. It's not so bad. Okay, Yud Gimel Lo Yashtin Meumad. One should not go to the urinate while standing up. Mipnei nitzoytzot nihat nitozin, because little things are gonna fall al raglav. So it's gonna be like little splashes. So okay, it's not dirty. You know, I mean, it is dirty, but what's so bad about that? So there's a real concern actually. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out. That a person, well, let's read inside. Chav Gimel, Arag Vayomeshu Krus Shafcha. That a person, they're going to say that a person, their anatomy is not correct down there. So that's why they can't urinate correctly. She'ein Mimi Raglav Makalchin Elishoisin. That they don't, it drips, doesn't go in like a kiluach. So therefore, by the way that a person urinates, that it shows that there's something wrong with their anatomy. A krus shufcha ain't a molid. Now, a krus shufcha is not able to, the zera is not able to come, they can't have children. So therefore, they're going to say, oh, this guy has kids, but we see that he can't even go to the bathroom. Must be he's really, these aren't his own kids. Now, the fact that the drops of the urine are going to show, oh, the guy really is a krus shufcha. So then for, the omru albonav she'enam shalo. They're going to say these are not his own kids. So that's really the concern over there. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is explaining, that what the Mechaber means, why that a person should not use, should not urinate while standing up. Ve'im lo, she'yamoid b'makom gavoa, o she'yashkin toch ofer ti huach, unless he's standing up at a high place, or it's going to go into like soft type of ground, pirish, karkash ain't a besula, it's not dried, el kigon shel eretz harusha, so it's going to get absorbed. So then, in that case, even standing up, either from a tall place or into ground like that, then there's concern that people are going to say that he has illegitimate children, doesn't apply. Okay. The next few halachas we'll go over quickly. Yizahir shlo yechos ba'ama v'yashtin. A person should not hold on to their aver when going to the bathroom. Im lo me'atora lamato, from the atara and lamato. This will cause a person to unnecessarily release zera. Ela im kein hunos, unless the person's married. Umiyat chasidus lizohar afilu hanosi. Even a married person should be careful in these regards. In terms of washing oneself, one is allowed to wash, but not allowed to look at the aver. Tezvav afilu mi she'enu nosi mutar lisayeh bebeitzim. See, even a person who's not married is able to assist him in the sack if it needs to hold himself that way to go to the bathroom. Tezayin lohuter lenosi lechos ba'amo el hashtin aval lehis hakech lo. Again, for a married person, the permission is only to use the bathroom. Yudzayin hamashinakov. If a person holds back himself from relieving himself, oiv mishum ba'al teshaksu, then he violates the prohibition of ba'al teshaksu, of making oneself repulsive. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Aleph, Batashaksu im masha atzman l'ketanim. So let's say a person feels need they have to urinate, but they don't. So he says over mishum Batashaksu.
In a place where there's no bathroom available.
Oh, good. So let's. I have 13 in the Deer Shoe. I'm sure numbers. You probably have like 23 or something 18, like that. 18. Yeah. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah im einemis ava. This is the Deer Shoe. Im einemis ava l'nekav kol kach. Let's say you really don't have to go to the bathroom so much. It's not like such a pressing need. The ainu margish el his orus ba'alma. Just like feel, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. Like, you know, I could go to the bathroom if I needed to. So cause of the common she'ena over mishum ba'al teshaksu. You don't have to. Ubegeder hadavar. So how do you define this? So cause of ha'ishal oven. Batrach says like this. She'ima kishimasiach daito ainu margish litzorich l'makav. If you could just change your mind and like do something else, think about something else for a second, and then you don't have to go to the bathroom anymore. Like you thought about it, but you don't have to. So that's not a problem. That's like less than ba'al teshaksu. Ain't over mishum ba'al teshaksu, v'lo mishum lo yeheh akar, that you won't be barren. V'orchos rabbeinu heuva sheha stipler nohag ha'ishal avram, sheba oifin zeh lo choshev ela ki giri ba'alma. Right? It's like, you feel like you could go, but you don't have to. U'le'in isur amiras divrei Torah kriyashma u'brachos l'mishin itzrach l'nokav. So, speaking and learning, or saying Shema when you feel like you have to go to the bathroom. So Kosav Lekaman Simin Tzadi Vav Tzadi Beis Sif Katan Zayin Shinoi Bechol Mi She'ini Yuchal Lahamid Es Atzma Ad Parsa. If you can't wait the amount of time to walk a parsa, Afilu She'ini Mis Ava Kol Kach B'Shir She'ish Lo Mishum Yisur Batashaktu Omnum. Mi shemizdamnes lefon of bracha. If a person has the opportunity to make a bracha, im lo yivarech b'shash nitzrach lenakav yisur habracha, and you're going to lose out. You won't be able to make that bracha at a later point in time. So the kasa l'kam says later on shenechlu achronim b'zeh. Bedino, that's a machlokis. In the next, we said that there's two prohibitions of batashaksu and shloya achar. So if you look in the next one, if you were, what number you're at 18, so it's probably your 20. Kasa hazanish. You're at 16. Wow, I'm at 15. Okay. Because of a chazan ish shebizmanenu nowadays hishtanu atvaim, are the nature has changed. V'yesh rak tzinur echad hein lezera hein lemaim. So both for the semen and both for the to urinate, it's the same. It's the same tzinur, the same channel. So therefore, right? Because of Mishnah Berurah. That doesn't apply nowadays. This problem. Hamash again. Let's finish off in the Mishnah Berurah. The hamash mil hafiach ain over about the shaktu. The gam ha is about the shaktu nidche mipnei kovet habrius. This is what you were asking. You know, if it's going to be embarrassing for a person that they have to go to the bathroom, let's say like a balkor is getting up there, and then it's going to be totally obvious. You don't have mashe nukov of ad sheyim se makom tsanua v'kai gavna yizayim me'od the kanech hetev kitzo b'makomoch b'mashehu. So if you have a little bit of tzoa on yourself without cleaning yourself, so then you're not allowed to say the davin shema. Kama shikos v'simin ayin vav. It's going to be later on sif hey v'tov lirchoitz pi atabas b'mayim oberok. So one should wash themselves, clean themselves. The last, we'll do the deer shoe, minus 17. Kigon mi shekoro la'alos la'torah. So a person has to go to the bathroom, and they call him up for an aliyah. V'chein bal korei, or the one who's laning. Shehischia b'kriyasa, he already started, so now he's in the middle of things. So what, he's going to step down and go to use the restroom, and everyone's going to be embarrassing. So shekosa bir halacha l'kaman. Shemipnei kovat habriyas mutter la'oyle la'torah l'vorech. You're allowed to go up to the Torah, and you're allowed to make the bracha, even though you really felt like you had to go to the bathroom. L'bal kore l'hamshich b'kriyaso. And the one who started laning, the bal kore could continue. He doesn't have to stop in the middle. U'bal kore kavua shenitrech l'nakov koidem shehischa l'kroy. So let's say you have the set person, he's the one who lanes every week. So it goes from Chaim Kanievsky, she'im yesh lo busha gedola u'la yesh l'hakel. It would be a tremendous embarrassment for this person to step down. Everyone's going to wait. They're going to see, oh, where'd he go? He went to the bathroom. So then in that case, one could be Makil. In fact, he could lane, even if he felt like he had to go to the bathroom. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Have a good day.